Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's up? Welcome to the courtroom.
I am Theo.
And I'm Oj. And in this podcast, we tell stories about people's life, liberty, and property.
Kukwentohan namin kayo about court rulings in a way that will make you understand jurisprudence like a 9-year-old.
All persons before the honor, Supreme Court of Justice.
So join us as we delve into true crime, political controversies, and all things tare de chismis every week.
Alam mo bang sineselebrate natin ngayon ang National Teachers Month, Theo?
Ay, oo naman. Isa yung Teachers Day. Actually, may Teachers Day eh. Pero parang yun yata yung last day of the Teachers Month. Pero yan, isa yun sa mga favorite kong event eh nung high school ako.
Bakit? Ano ba ginagawa niyo sa school pag Teachers Day?
Sa amin, madaming pa-event pag ano eh, Teachers Day. Pero pinaka-memorable sa akin yung nagsiswitch yung teacher and yung student ng role. Ewan ko ah, sa school namin ganun. Parang merong ano, student-teacher for a day. Tapos yung student din, yung principal, ganun.
Cool!
Oo naman, biruin mo, napili kaya akong student-teacher dati.
Anong subject naman to?
Religion, of all subject, di ba? Biruin mo yun.
Alain mo yun.
Baka kasi Theo nga yung name ko, di ba? Theo for God. Anyway, dahil Teacher's Day nga, this upcoming October 5, pag-usapan natin yung mga memorable teacher na yan. Sino bang pinaka-memorable na teacher for you?
Ang hirap naman ng tanong. Medyo marami kasi eh. So, hindi na ako mag-highlight ng specific name since I appreciate them all naman.
Oh naman, na-appreciate talaga natin yung mga naging teachers natin, di ba? Our teachers and professors are really deserving of the respect and recognition, lalo na this Teachers Month. Nga lang, syempre, we can't really turn a blind eye eh. Bulol-bulol pa. lalo na sa mga plight and challenges ng mga educators natin, especially this pandemic.
Right. Kung nahihirapan man yung mga students sa online class, lalo na syempre yung mga teachers natin na di lang naman sa class nag-start at nag-e-end yung mga work nila. Syempre, their work goes beyond class time.
And unfortunately, marami sa kanila feel undervalued and unrecognized.
Sad naman nun, Theo. Anyway, kaya naman, as we celebrate Teachers Day, we'll also tell you the story of a school that promotes an equal pay between foreign hire and local hire teachers by offering the foreign hires a more competitive salary package than their local counterpart.
Ay, bad yan. How will this end kaya, no?
We'll find out in the case of International School Alliance of Educators versus Honorable Leonardo Kisumbing et al. And International School Incorporated. The International School Incorporated, pursuant to Presidential Decree 732, is a domestic educational institution. It was established primarily for the dependents of foreign diplomatic personnel and other temporary residents.
For the school to carry out its educational program and improve its standard of instruction, in Section 2C of PD 732, binigyan sila ng authority na makapag-hire ng sarili nilang teaching and management personnel, which are selected either locally or abroad. So, pwedeng Filipinos or other nationalities. And yung mga personnel na to are exempted from otherwise applicable laws and regulation attending their employment, except laws that have been or will be enacted for the protection of employees.
Since nag-hire nga yung school ng local and foreign teachers, nagkaroon sila ng dalawang classification. One, foreign hires, and two, local hires. Tanungin mo ako, Theo, ba't important tong detail na to?
Yoko, joke lang. Bakit, Oj?
Kasi pag foreign hire ka, may mga benefits na binibigay sa'yo yung school na hindi binibigay sa mga local hires like housing, transportation, shipping costs, taxes, and home leave travel allowance.
At di lang yan, Oj. Kasi, di ba, pag foreign hire, yung salary mo is also 25% more than sa mga local hires. Ang explanation ng school dito is, meron daw kasing difference sa kanila. In particular, meron daw significant economic disadvantages na kailangan i-endure nung mga local hires. Like, one is dislocation factor and B, limited tenure.
Ah, oo, kasi they will leave their family and home country and take the risk of deviating from a promising career path para maging educator in a foreign land. So, they are faced with economic realities like bahay, transpo, allowance for their children's education, insurance, and the benefit of a basic salary or retirement compensation.
Sama mo pa yung limited tenure. Eventually, babalik din sila sa bansa nila and since matagal sila nawala, syempre may uncertainty sa mga possible na employment nila. Kaya naman, ginawang competitive ng school yung salary ng mga foreign hires para maka-attract ng competent professionals in the field of international education.
Kaso, nung nagkaroon ng negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement noong June 1995, kinontest ng International School Alliance of Educators or ISAE yung salary difference between local and foreign hires. Sila yung legitimate na labor union and collective bargaining representative ng lahat ng faculty members noong International School Incorporated.
Noong September 7, 1995, nag-file yung ISAE ng Notice of Strike. Since di naman sila nagkasundo, the Department of Labor and Employment or DOLE assumed jurisdiction over the dispute. On June 10, 1996, the DOLE Acting Secretary Crescenciano Trajano issued an order in favor of the school. Then, dininay naman ng DOLE Secretary Leonardo Quisimbing yung subsequent motion for reconsideration ng ISAE. So, ano nga bang pinaglalaban dito ng ISAE, Oj?
Dalawa actually yung issue nila dito eh. One is yung salary difference nga na kinokontest ng ISAE. And then yung question of whether yung mga foreign hires should be included in the appropriate bargaining unit.
As per ISAE, the physical location from which the crew is hired or yung tinatawag na point of hire classification employed by the school is discriminatory daw to Filipinos and the grant of higher salaries to foreign hires constitutes racial discrimination.
Sabi naman ng school, out of 38 faculty members who are not only Filipinos, some are other nationalities who have been hired locally and classified as local hires. The Acting Secretary of Labor, Trajano, found that these non-Filipino local hires received the same benefits as the Filipino local hires. So, regardless of race, same daw yung compensation package ng mga foreigners na na-hire locally sa mga Filipino local hires.
Inupheld din ni Acting Secretary Trajano yung point of hire classification na naging basis for the distinction of salary rates. Hindi daw kasi applicable yung equal pay for equal work principle sa present case na to. And meron talagang system of salaries and benefits accorded to foreign hired personnel na universally recognized naman. Certain amenities have to be provided daw to these people in order to entice them to render their service in the Philippines and in the process, remain competitive in the international market.
Saka yung foreign hires daw have limited contract of employment. Unlike the local hires who enjoy security of tenure, if same lang yung wages and other benefits for both local and foreign, edi dapat same din yung ibang terms and conditions of employment. Pinoint out pa nga dito yung 1992 to 1995 CBA na nag-agree yung mga parties dun sa 25% differential.
Hindi daw pwedeng i-invoke yung Equal Protection Clause to justify its claim for parity. Established principle sa constitutional law that The guarantee of equal protection of the laws is not violated by legislation or private covenants based on reasonable classification. And a classification is reasonable if it is based on substantial distinction and applied to all members of the same class. Sa case na to, there is substantial distinction between foreign hires and local hires.
Ang daming laws na na-mention dito yung SCN na nagsasabi na yung public policy natin abhors inequality and discrimination. In the Constitution nga, yung article on social justice and human rights, it urges the Congress to give highest priority to the enactment of measures that protect and enhance the right of all people to human dignity, reduce social, economic, and political inequalities.
Article 19 of the Civil Code naman requires every person in the exercise of his rights and in the performance of his duties to act with justice, give everyone his due, and observe honesty and good faith.
International law likewise proscribes discrimination. General principles of law include principles of equity like fairness and justice based on what's reasonable.
Sa workplace naman, between capital and labor or employer-employee, usually in favor yung situation sa capital or the employer. Pero syempre, inequality and discrimination by the employer are all the more unacceptable.
Hinighlight nga ng SE yung constitution natin pertaining to labor, that we are entitled to humane conditions of work, and it also directs the state to promote equality of employment opportunities for all.
Similarly, the Labor Code provides that the state shall ensure equal work opportunities regardless of sex, race, or creed. And discrimination, particularly in terms of wages, is frowned upon. Article 135, for example, prohibits and penalizes the payment of lesser compensation to female employee as against a male employee for work of equal value.
Article 248 naman declares it an unfair labor practice for an employer to discriminate in regard to wages in order to encourage or discourage membership in any labor organization.
Menention din ng SE yung International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, particularly yung Article 7, which recognizes the right of everyone to the enjoyment of just and favorable conditions of work. Kasama na dito yung fair wages and equal remuneration for work of equal value without distinction of any kind. In particular, women being guaranteed condition of work not inferior to those enjoyed by men, with equal pay for equal work.
So, sa dami ng quoted provisions ng SE, makikita natin na talaga namang institutionalized yung long-honored legal truism of equal pay for equal work. Ito talaga yung hina-highlight nila. Persons who work with substantially equal qualifications, skill, effort, and responsibility under similar conditions should be paid similar salaries. This rule applies to the school, kahit ba sabihin international yung character niya.
Right. If same yung position and rank, the presumption is that these employees perform equal work. This presumption is borne by logic and human experience. Kaya, if lesser yung pay ng employer sa employee, then the rest, hindi si employee yung mag-e-explain bakit less yung nare-receive niya or why the others receive more. Adding insult to injury yun eh. Si employer yung nag-discriminate against the employee, kaya siya dapat yung mag-explain why the employee is treated unfairly.
In the present case, the employer has failed to discharge this burden. Walang evidence na yung mga foreign hires perform 25% more efficiently or effectively than the local hires. Both groups naman have similar functions and responsibilities which they perform under similar working conditions.
Hindi pwedeng irason ng school yung sinasabing need to entice foreign hires to leave their home country para ma-justify yung distinction sa salary rate, kasi it will violate the principle of equal work for equal pay.
Although nire-recognize naman ng Supreme Court yung need to attract foreign hires, still, salaries should not be used as an enticement to the prejudice of local hires, given that they perform the same services as foreign hires.
And for the same reason, hindi din valid yung dislocation factor and limited tenure since the foreign hires are adequately compensated by certain benefits which are not enjoyed by local hires like yung housing, transportation, shipping cost, taxes, and home leave travel allowances.
According sa Constitution, it enjoins the state to protect the rights of workers and promote their welfare, and to afford labor full protection. The state has the right and duty to regulate the relations between labor and capital. And these relations are not merely contractual, but they are of public interest.
So, labor contracts, collective bargaining agreements, must yield to the common good. Should such contracts contain stipulations that are contrary to public policies, courts will not hesitate to strike down these stipulations.
Kaya yung point of higher classification employed by the international school that justifies the distinction in the salary rates of foreign hires and local hires is deemed to be an invalid classification as per the Supreme Court.
There is no reasonable distinction between the services rendered by the foreign hires and local hires. The practice of the school of according higher salaries to foreign hires contravenes public policy and certainly hindi deserving sa sympathy ng Supreme Court.
Wow! Okay, may isa pang issue. Should the foreign hires belong to the same bargaining unit as the local hires?
Sabi ng Supreme Court, no.
Why naman? At saka, ano ba ibig sabihin ng bargaining unit?
A bargaining unit kasi is a group of employees of a given employer comprised of all or less than all of the entire body of employees consistent with equity to the employer indicate to be the best suited to serve the reciprocal rights and duties of the parties under the collective bargaining provisions of the law.
Tama. And may mga factors in determining the appropriate collective bargaining unit. Ano-ano ba to? One is the will of the employees or yung globe doctrine na tinatawag. Two, affinity and unity of the employees' interest like yung substantial similarity ng work and duties nila or similarities of compensation and working conditions. Ang tawag naman dito, substantial mutual interest rule. 3. Prior collective bargaining history. And 4. Similarity of employment status.
Yung basic test of an asserted bargaining unit's acceptability is whether or not it is fundamentally the combination which will best assure to all employees the exercise of their collective bargaining rights. Sa case, wala namang hint from the foreign hires na nagbigay sila ng intention to be grouped together with local hires for purposes of collective bargaining. Saka sa collective bargaining history ng school, makikita na these groups were always treated separately. Foreign hires have limited tenure, local hires enjoy security of tenure.
So, all the foreign hires perform similar functions under the same working conditions as the local hires, may mga benefits sila na hindi nakukuha ng mga local hires. Yung housing nga and other benefits na reasonably related naman sa status nila as foreign hires. To include foreign hires in a bargaining unit with local hires would not assure either group the exercise of their respective collective bargaining rights.
So, in the end, the petition was given due course and was granted in part. The orders of the Secretary of Labor and Employment were reversed and set aside insofar as they uphold the practice of Respondent International School Incorporated of according foreign hires higher salaries than local hires. Courtmates, alam nyo ba na yung line namin na to understand jurisprudence like a 9-year-old is actually inspired by one of our former professors in law school?
Wow. That's actually a line frequently remarked by Attorney Rene Gorospe. Kasi nga, as much as possible, na-explain natin yung cases in such a way na maiintindihan ng 9-year-old o ng bata. That's when you'll really know that you understand the case.
Actually, even our Stare de Chismis tagline is inspired by one of our law school professors, Judge Charito Sawali. And iilan lang to sa mga influences na nabibigay ng ating mga guro. Bilang mga estudyante, bibit-bitin nating habang buhay yung mga pangaral na tinuturo nila sa atin na tinuturing nating mga pangalawang magulang.
That's right. And alam mo tayo, agree naman ako sa ESI na based sa skill and qualification yung compensation and not for the reason na foreign hire or local hire sila. Kasi syempre, it raises discrimination eh. Surely naman may evaluation na kinoconduct ng school para sa mga hired teachers, whether international or local. Saka marami din tayong local hires na nagsisik ng further studies abroad eh. And they actually bring the said international standard here in the Philippines. So dapat lang naman na properly compensated sila and not merely reduced to there being a local hire. That's a concrete manifestation of our appreciation of teachers eh. And on another view, I hope we can also appreciate them in other ways, like a simple thank you to recognize their hard work.
Tama. And speaking of hard work, alam mo ba, Oj, that there's a spacious, clean, and convenient study space perfect for our hard-working law students and baristas?
Wow! Oh naman! We Remote, a co-working space in Ortigas, offers private booths and spacious study areas, clean and sanitized spaces with printing and scanning services, strong and fast internet connection, tapos open pa sila 24/7.
Pero hindi pa yan yung best part, Oj. The best part is syempre, free unlimited coffee, tea, and water. Kasi alam mo naman tayo, brewed coffee is life.
The regular one-month co-working plan is at 8,000 pesos. Pero dahil special kayo, courtmates, you can avail of the special Crush the Bar promo rate of only 3,499 pesos. Kasi wow! One na rate na yan, Deo. So it's like spending just 10 pesos per hour.
Wow, grabe ka sulit ah. And sa dami ng gastos ngayong pandemic and the upcoming bar exams on January, diba? This is such a sweet deal. If you're interested, courtmates, you may visit our Facebook page for more info or simply click the link on the description box. Gusto mo yan, vlogger girl? May pa-description box.
And before we end this episode, we would just like to shout out Jaira Aceves. Thank you so much for tuning in since day one and best of luck sa law school, lalo na malapit ng prelims. Aja, Jaira.
Yes, aja. Kayang-kaya mo yan. And manifest natin ang good karma not only for Jaira but to all law students na nakikinig sa atin who will be crunching up the next days for their prelims or midterms. Kaya nyo yan, guys.
Right, so how about you, courtmates? Sino bang teacher ang naka-influence sa buhay mo? Share mo naman yan sa amin or let us know what cases you would like us to chika for our next episode. If you guys like our podcast, please don't forget to subscribe for free on Spotify or whatever you're listening to right now. You can also watch the audiogram version of this podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Again, this is Oj.
And Theo, leaving you with a reminder to always look back in history because precedence shall rule the future.
Thank you for listening and we'll see you again in the courtroom.
Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.